It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I am so sore. So sore. My legs, my back.
What else?
My neck, my back. I'm not singing it. It's all very sore. And from what, you may ask?
Shoveling snow.
No.
Rolling on a bed.
No.
Bending down to pick up a cracker.
Okay, I see you're getting old too. All of this could potentially hurt me.
Yeah.
Painting.
Oh, painting's a lot. It's hard work. You're up and down that damn ladder. You're bending over.
You don't realize how much physical work it is to paint.
It is. But like we talked yesterday, I thoroughly enjoy painting. I find it very therapeutic. No, because
the actual act of painting, yes. But the setup sucks.
Oh, yeah. Because it takes longer to set up than sometimes what you actually paint for.
Do you tape everything off?
I'm a good painter, Chad. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, I don't either, but it's all over my, it's all over everything. I definitely should have.
Yeah.
But then, like, having to cut in, right, with the paint all around the board, that stuff annoys me.
See, I enjoy that.
Oh, I hate that. I like the actual rolling. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. That's therapeutic.
Right.
And then cleaning everything, putting everything away.
You just, ugh.
It's easy. Everything out.
Nah, you just, if you're going to keep painting, you just take those brushes and rollers and wrap them in a plastic bag, if you can find one.
Yeah, that's, thanks, Trudeau.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So, AI has its advantages, but it also has some things you need to watch out for, and that being AI-generated advertisements like the one for Willie's Chocolate Experience in Glasgow, Scotland.
This is something.
I'll tell you, the advertisement looks wonderful. It's got lollipops and jelly beans.
Oh, it looks so great.
Grassy hillside. It looks like it's amazing. It looks like it could be Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my kids to go there. I really, really do.
Yeah.
I want them to go there and have a good time. Well, the organization behind the event, House of Illuminati, people should have known already.
Right away.
This is going to be something shady there. They charge $45 per person for what they called an afternoon of activities based on Timothy Chalamet's Wonka reboot. And it looked nothing like those photos. Nothing at all. In fact, it wasn't a factory, but a factory with like exposed vents.
Mm-hmm.
Really gross-looking windows.
Oh, you can't make chocolate in there.
They had a couple of fake lollipops up there, but really nothing else. It was supposed to be, again, an afternoon of fun. It ended up being a two-minute tour. A couple of plastic candy canes, other rented props strewn about on bare concrete floors. The whimsical Oompa Loompas were struggling failed actors. were just walking around trying to remember the script. In fact, some of them were even holding the scripts as they were going through the tour.
Oh, yeah.
They said the longest line of it all was 850 customers lined up to get their full refunds.
It's going to take up to 10 days, Chad.
They even called the police.
Yeah.
Why? You're the dum-dum. Like, you're the dum-dum. Do the research.
Yeah, you've been had, right? It's just, sorry. You're not getting a refund
on
this one.
And this is so Willy Wonka. This is so Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Remember Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? The little girl, Veruca Salt?
Mm-hmm.
The spoiled little girl who
had to
have everything that her daddy gave. Her daddy had to give her everything in the world, right?
Right.
Veruca Salt. That's what all these kids are. That's what all these parents are.
They're Veruca Salt's family.
You give your money up and you learn your lesson.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Listen, everyone should be, you know, take care down there, right? Clean up.
Oh, I thought
trim,
you meant like
shave
down south.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like your genital area.
Yeah, sure. But doctors are now saying you do that. Absolutely do that.
Yeah.
But wait to have the coitus for 24 to 48 hours after doing it. Shaving, waxing, anything else you might be doing down there. I don't know. There could be some new fancy way of doing it.
Well, usually the janitor waxes the gym floor right before floor hockey. You know what I mean?
Well, usually like, it's at least the night before. Right? Usually it's the night before. Not right before. You can't do it right before.
It might be right before a hot date. Might be.
So that's what I'm saying. You're supposed to wait 24 to 48 hours, but sometimes you don't know these hot dates are going to be coming up.
Yeah.
So it's probably just best to keep doing it, right?
Or you.
All the time.
Yeah.
But here's why. Here is why they are saying this.
Makes your wiener look bigger?
It does make the deck look bigger when you trim the bushes or hedges around there.
I did say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but
yeah,
that's not the reason why. So they're saying you should wait to have the coitus because it's essentially open wounds, right?
Oh,
you're
boy.
Pulling hair follicles out.
Yeah.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Yeast.
Oh, God.
Bacteria can get in there and God. Easier to transmit STIs. So just always keep it trim and do it that way and you'll be good to go.
Sex is gross, huh?
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Don't mess with insurance companies. Don't make fraudulent claims.
No.
Don't be doing anything like that because they always find out. And this is why social media, you should just don't do anything that you think, if you're going to try and screw them over, that you think is going to get you caught.
Right.
Right. So there's some lady over in Limerick, over in Ireland, thinking like, oh, hey, I got into an accident. And I want some money.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like a car accident?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I got into a car accident. Yeah. She was hit from behind.
My neck, my back.
And everything else in the song. Mm-hmm. And disabling condition is what she had, what she claimed. She ended up getting $800,000.
That's some sweet, sweet cheddar.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
However, she decided in 2018 that she was going to get into a tree throwing competition.
Like a caber toss?
I guess kind of. But in this competition, they were throwing spruce trees.
Oh boy.
Full 5-foot spruce trees.
Yeah.
And she was doing this at a charity event, and this was January of 2018. The accident was in 2017.
Oh,
pictures
boy.
Emerged, and she now has to pay back all of that money.
You got to watch yourself with the insurance companies. They'll get you. Like,
yes, they will.
I had one buddy who was burned because he said that on his insurance, he said he was a non-smoker.
Uh-huh.
And they actually went through his social media, and they saw a recent picture of him standing there with a cigarette in his hand. And they said, oh, non-smoker.
Really?
And then they sent him the photo. They said, I thought you said non-smoker. And it was him sitting there with a cigarette in his hand.
Oh, just what I drink. I'm just a social smoker.
He quit smoking real quick and then reapplied.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Wednesday. February the 28th.
Yeah, and
20,
tomorrow is
24.
And then tomorrow is the 29th.
Stupid leap year giving us extra day. Where's our extra money? How come rent's not cheaper?
All?
And February's should be cheaper all the time. You're paying full month rent for a 31-day month. How come it's not cheaper on a 28-day month? You got less days that month.
You're being provided less service.
That is right.
You know what? Evan, I usually think you're super stupid, but
stupid.
This is a brilliant point you have.
Yeah.
All right, and then tomorrow, with an extra day,
uh-huh.
Guess what?
What?
Payday's a day less for some people.
That's right.
All right, we get payday later now.
Let's get more money.
All because of those stupid people born on February 29th, and I blame you, leap year babies.
Why?
All right?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if you're like 72,
yeah.
You know, you're like actually 18.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, and that's a lie.
You're an 18-year-old, but you look like you're 72.
Yeah, you still need to get your prostate checked at the age of, like, 10. That's weird, right?
Chad and Evan Daly.
This weekend already. F1 starts up already.
It's this weekend.
F1 starts this weekend in Bahrain. And Max Verstappen, although you don't say it like that, he is, he's of course, the favorite. Listen, F1, I love it now. I love it. I watch it every single weekend. I'm such a nerd about F1.
You just fall for trends, man.
Well, no,
you're
just
a trend follower.
Drive to Survive made me get interested in F1.
Yeah.
And I sit and watch it with my 5-year-old son Saturday mornings. We sit and we watch the trials, and then Sunday we watch the races.
It's
because I'm
it
up
is
at
pretty
6 o'clock in the morning anyway.
You seriously? Yeah, I guess. Hey, he's up early all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't sleep in. I might as well watch F1.
Yeah.
And then I could turn it on and we could both watch it. And well, I'll
doze it off and,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In and out of consciousness.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never gotten into any kind of racing.
Yeah.
Out of all of it, though, I would pick F1.
NASCAR is boring to me. I can't do it.
I want to go to a NASCAR event, though, because
it
just looks so fun. But that's the same with golf, right? Yeah. So many people find golf boring.
Sure.
But and we then were there, it was awesome. It was super cool to watch in person.
Right.
But also with Netflix and what was that show again?
Drive to Survive.
For golfing?
Full Swing.
Full Swing. That's the one. It got more people into golf.
Yeah.
Right? So but that Drive to Survive is the same thing.
They've got one for every sport now, hey? They've
well,
got
yeah, one
for
it's
soccer,
great.
For rugby.
They have a tennis one, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have the tennis one. I started watching it a while
it's
ago.
Really good. With Nick Kyrgios is an awesome.
Oh, yeah. He's something else for sure.
Yeah.
So it is good that they are doing these shows because it does get people more involved in sports that they might not have ever thought that they would actually like.
And I also would like to point out that if I were, you know, like, say, 150 pounds lighter, I could drive an F1 car, too.
No, you couldn't.
Well, yeah,
I don't think I could. That's one thing I could never do. I never race anything like that because it terrifies me. It goes so fast. I like going fast, but it scares the hell out of me, Chad.
McFly, what are you?
Chicken?
Chad and Evan Daly.
So say you get a really, really, really long train.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a text message here, and it's a good one. It says, RIP to the guy stuck at the train who is in a rush because he needs to poop. At some
peeing
point,
is one thing. Sorry. Peeing is one thing.
You could even step out of the vehicle if you had to.
Yeah, just let it go. Maybe you've got a spare bottle.
Right.
Just let that go into the bottle.
Do a little Dumb and Dumber, you know?
Yeah.
But if you got to go number two at a train and it is like a half an hour wait, a decision needs to be made.
And at what point? Like, when do you make this decision? Like, if you're more than touching cloth.
Yeah. Like,
right? You got to go to a ditch. Like, and you can't go in the center meridian, obviously.
Right. Or.
But you go to the other side of the road into that ditch where very few people could see you. You just let it go.
Or do you just go?
In your pants? In your vehicle? No.
I said, Evan, decisions need to be made.
That is not the decision you need to make. You go to the other side where the vehicles, you know, would be going, but they can't because there's a train. You go over there.
People can still see you.
No, you get right down. People aren't going to really see. They'll be wondering. But if you're doing that, then you need to pull the jacket over your head so there's very little embarrassment.
Like you're some sort of criminal offender leaving court.
That's right.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We like to talk about aliens.
Uh-huh.
Got a message from Elvis.
We got a message from Elvis?
Maybe the Elvis. No, it's the guy's name is just
is
Elvis.
Is Tupac going to message us next? What about Kurt Cobain?
The aliens. That's all the aliens. That's what
Elvis. Elvis is texting us.
No, this is some guy named Elvis, but thank you for texting us. It says, when I moved here from Vancouver more than 20 years ago, I used to smoke cigarettos. When I stepped outside to smoke one after supper, sun was down. It was very late November. I would look up to the sky to watch the stars because that doesn't happen in Vancouver.
Mm-mm.
But one star was moving very quickly. I thought, hey, a shooting star. At the moment, I thought that it did a hard 90-degree turn without slowing down, and it maintained its fast speed. At that moment, the hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. Yes, I stopped smoking after that. Elvis, I'm telling you.
Dude, you needed to keep smoking. See more stuff.
It's the aliens, man.
I saw Chad one time.
Yeah.
I told this story.
Okay, tell
me. In the backyard having a fire.
Yeah.
Something was flying above my head, and I saw the lights and it was moving.
Yeah.
I started flashing my flashlight out on my cell phone.
Sure.
It stopped. It hovered above me for a while. It was spying on me. It was the aliens. It wasn't a drone that the neighbor was flying around.
Were you,
it was the aliens.
Were you partaking in some fungi that evening?
Maybe.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.